Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Maseches Menachos is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas Rabbi Yechiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Menachos Daf Tzadi Aleph. Welcome back, everyone. We're continuing today in the drushas about Nisachim. Pshutei, it's a daf of drushas. Not too much to learn, but as we'll see, Baruch Hashem learn a lot of things from this daf. First, the Gemara makes a riboy that Vladois Kachim, Tumuras, Eloi Baman Amaisarais, Ashim Shanita Galeria, Kolas Vacham Shanizbuchu Shaloi Lishman, that all of them they need Nesachim. We would think because they're not Baba Nedrav and Nedavos, they don't need Nesachim. The Pasuk is marbered them that they need Nesachim. So Taisus asks here, Taisus Divir Maschel Vachoil, Taisus asks, so why do we need a Krafer Shaloi Lishma? Hare, the Gemara says in the beginning of Zvachim and the beginning of Menachis, that by Shaloi Lishma, that it's lav kamash nadar tehin nedava. If you make the carbon shaloi lishma, instead of being a carbon neder, it turns into a carbon nedava, and a carbon nedava needs nesachim. So why would we think that shaloi lishma does not need nesachim? Taisa says that maybe we would say that even though we know that it's a nedava, it's only legabe the carbon itself, that you're machtir the emurim and you eat the basar. By an oila, you're makhtir, you're all of the basar, the genome of the carbon itself, and that we would say that it becomes a nedava. But for the nesachim, maybe for that it does not become a nedava. Maybe there it does not have the dini nedava to require nesachim. Taisa says no. If you're going to say that a carbon shalei lishma does not need nesachim, so then it's going to be puzzle. Like the Mara says earlier by Elsha Metzaira. So it must be that a carbon shaloi lishma needs nesachim. Therefore, Taisa says that in a chanami, really we do not need the riboy for shaloi lishma. Rather, it's kedin aspa. It's only mentioned derech agav, and really the drush is needed for the other things, for vlodeis kachim and tmurais and baman amoisarais. So Taisa's Lameisa learns that the Gemara is lav dafka. That's the mahalach of Taisa's. The Keren Eira says a different halach to answer the question of Taisus. Says that we see that there is a havamina here of all of these kachim that they don't need nesachim, vlodas kachim, oilabam and amaisarais, ashim shenita kleria. The klal in all of them is because they're a meiser. They're not the mischayev because of a neder and a dava. Rather, they're left over of another karban. A person is makdish a shlamim, and now the shlamim has a child. So out of the source of it is a neder and a dava, because I was makdish the shlomim. But this child of the shlomim didn't come directly from my neder. It came something that was left over, that from the carbon came another carbon. And all these things have a geder of meiser. So that was the havmina that it's not called bab neder and a dava. Says the Keren Eira, we can say the same thing by shaloi lishma. It's true that you make the carbon aidei neder and a dava. But because the carbon is not being mitzi yidei chayvasai, carbon is not ikar carbon, you still have to bring another carbon to be mekayim your chiyuv. So this carbon is kilu leftovers of the first carbon. The Gemara says in Zvachim Davav that shaloi lishmai mikoyach lishmai kaasi. Which is really mitzad atzmai, he doesn't have a reason to be kariv. But once you started akrovav lishmai, and now it became a shaloi lishmai, so you conclude that akrova even b'shaloi lishmai. So because these korbanos are a meiser of a korban, so that was the havmin of the Gemara that it should not need nesachim. So says the Keren Eira, it's true that we know it's a nedava, but maybe it's not a nedava for legabi nesachim, because for nesachim the Gemara holds that you need only the ikar korban and not the meiser of the korban. And the Keren Eira doesn't speak out the answer to the second question of Taisus, but the Keren Eira move on minei ubei. Taisa says that if you say that shaloi lishmai does not need nesachim, imkein pasaltoi, like the Gemara said earlier by Asher Metzaira. The answer is no. That and the havamina here that a meiser of a carbon does not need nesachim, so also shaloi lishmai does not need nesachim, and that would not make the carbon pasal. Only by Asher Metzaira shaloi lishmai the Gemara held, because a regular carbon shaloi lishmai needs nesachim. So even the Gemara and the previous Gemara by Asher Metzaira is going after our drasha. Once we know that a carbon shalai lishmai needs nesachim, so that's that krav of shalai lishmai is also with nesachim. So now, if you say that Asha Mitzayra does not need nesachim, so Bakarach you're saying that it's not the original carbon, because the carbon of shalai lishmai is a carbon which needs nesachim. But and here there is a havamina that all carbonas shalai lishmai do not need nesachim, because a meiser of a carbon does not require nesachim. So that doesn't mean that it's not bishmoy arishayim. It's a leftovers of original carbon. Just like a vlad doesn't need nesachim, and we don't say pasaltai, because the vlad is not the ikar carbon. It's a meiser of a carbon. So the din of a meiser carbon does not require nesachim. So also shalai lishmoy would not require nesachim, and it would not say that it's pasal, because shalai lishmoy is leftovers of a carbon of lishmoy. And therefore does not require nesachim. But now that we know, now that the Gemara is a maisa marbe, that shalai lishmai does need nesachim, so if you'll tell me that ashamit saira does not need nesachim, so then you're going to say that the carbon is a carbon puzzle, because the akrav of shalai lishmai requires nesachim. What is nesrabe? That the akrav of shalai lishmai requires nesachim. So by saying that asham is different, so you're saying that it's tak anituk. It's disconnected from the original carbon of asham etzera. And in Cain, it's going to, the carbon will be puzzle. That's the hard halacha of the Karen Aira to explain the drasha of the Gemara as a din of Meiser, and therefore also Shalai Lishmai, we thought it was like Meiser. The Rambam of Meiser brings this drasha of the Gemara. There's a riboy for Vlad and Tmura and Shalai Lishmai. So here the Rambam argues with Taisus. Taisus of Meiser says that Shalai Lishmai is Kedin Aspa. It's only brought Derech Agav. The Rambam does bring it. So we could say like the Karen Aira, that it's because it's a Meiser, we would think to not bring it. That's one possibility. Another Teretz found for the Rambam in the Reblei Malin in the end of Simin Aleph, Derech Zeh, the Menchas Avram, and the Binim Zvochim, that a carbon Shalai Lishma is in a Dava. The Pshat isn't that it's entirely brought as in a Dava, that it's the exact same carbon, just it's only lacking in the Mimotzi the Ba'alim Yedei Chayvasa. We mentioned in the Shir from yesterday, Vada, the carbon is lacking in the carbon. It's a different carbon than it was originally. It was nifsal to a certain degree, or it's a different type of carbon than it was originally. And that's why it's not moitzi the ba'alim yedei chayvasei. Akoponim, the carbon is not the original way that the way that it originally was. So for that reason, we would think that it's not nin nesach. Because that it's true, it's in a dava. We only find that it's being in a dava, lagabi the carbon itself. Here that there is something different about this carbon. We don't know that this carbon should require nesach. Another point here in the sugya, the Gemara makes a riboy for many drushas, that a person that brings an oila and a shlamim, I would think that he brings one nesachim. Gemara shlamim, he brings two. And the Gemara says maybe only when the oila has been in beneder and the shlamim has been nedava. Both of them beneder or both of them benedava, then you'd bring one. Kamash, and you still bring two. Many insider drushes along this way. Lachar is very hard to understand this shakatar of the Gemara. Hey, if Reuven brings an oila, so he brings nesachim. If Shimon brings a shlamim, he brings nesachim. If Reuven brings an oila today, and then he brings a shlamim tomorrow, so he brings nesachim with the oila, and nesachim with the shlamim. Every carbon requires nesachim. So now that you said one neder for an oila and a shlamim together, we would think that it's different. Why should we think that it's different? Every oila, every carbon that you bring requires nesachim. So you bring 10 karbanos, you need 10 nesachim, for sure. Why should we think that would be different? Luchayr, we see here, at least in the Havinu of the Gemara, that the chiyuv of nesachim, the mechayz to bring nesachim, isn't that the bringing of an oila requires to bring nesachim. Because if so, as we said, then for sure, an oilot and a shlamim, or two oilots, should require two nesachims. So it's not the mechayiv of bringing the oilot which requires nesachim. Rather, what it is the chiyuv of oilot is mechayiv me in nesachim. The same thing which is mechayiv me to bring my oilot, that's also mechayiv me to bring nesachim. Better said, if I made a neder to bring an oilot, just like that neder is mechayiv me to bring an oila, So the neder is also mechayiv me to bring nesachim. That's by korbanos akam b'neder. When the chiyuv comes even by sometimes the nesachim come without a neder and a dava. Chatas and ashim of mitzayra need nesachim even though there's no neder. But the pshat is that just like the tire from the tzaras is mechayiv me to bring a chatos and an ashim, so it's also mechayiv me to bring nesachim. The same mechayiv that requires me to bring the karbon, it was nischadish in the parish of nesachim that the mechayiv of bringing the karbon is wider than we thought, is a bigger mechayiv than we thought. It's not just mechayiv me to bring the karbon, it's also mechayiv me to bring nesachim with the karbon. But it's not that the bringing of the karbon requires me to bring nesachim, but rather the same mechayiv, which is mechayiv me to bring the karbon, also is mechayiv me to bring nesachim. This yisayit I found in the stipler, not here and not in our sugya b'chol, the stipler in Yuma, Simin Ches, is mechiyah from Yerushalmi, in the beginning of Tainis, that when a person brings a karbon, he could bring the nesachim before he brings the karbon. I'm bringing an oila today at 2 p.m. I could bring the nesachim at 1 p.m. Because I have to bring my oila, so already before I bring the oila, I could bring the nesachim. That is a tremendous chiddush. Even if already said that wouldn't be muchrach. You could even bring the nesachim before. That is the type of proof from the Yerushalmi that you could bring them before. And it says this type of that it's muchrach in the Yerushalmi that the achiv of nesachim doesn't come from the bringing of the carbon itself, but rather from the mechayiv of the carbon. And once you're mechayiv to bring the carbon, so you could already bring the nesachim. As the Sefer there points out, that Taisus and Tainus argues. Taisus and Tainus holds that you cannot bring the nesachim before the carbon. So the Sefer says that that Taisus holds that the mechayiv of the nesachim is the bringing of the carbon. And only once you bring the carbon, then can you bring the nesachim. That's what he says, pshat in the Taisus. L'chayr, that's not muchrach. L'chayr, Taisus could hold that it's the mechayiv of the carbon is mechayiv me to bring nesachim. Just, there's a tanai in the bringing of the nesachim that the nesachim come with the zevach. Kolo that you did not bring the zevach, then you can't bring the nesachim. Yesh ladun in the pshat and the taisus. Akoponim from the Yerushalmi, as the Sefer points out, is muchach. If you could bring the nesachim before you bring the zevach, it's muchach that the chiv of the nesachim is not from. It's not the bringing of the zevach requires nesachim, but rather the mechayiv of the zevach is mechayiv nesachim. In Cain, we can be miyashiv our Gemara. Our Gemara is nifla. That when a person says that he's going to bring an oila, so he made one neder to bring an oila. So that neder requires him to bring also a nesachim. But if a person says one neder to bring an oila and a shlamim, even if the oila was said was the lash neder of arei alai, and shlamim was said as a nedava of arei zu, but if a person said one neder that included in it both an oila and a shlamim, so the Gemara said there's one mechayiv to bring oila and shlamim. So I would think that because the mechayiv here is the neder, and one neder includes both of them, so you could get away with one nesachim, because there's only one mechayiv. Kamash on the pasuk that no, you need to bring for the oila by itself and the shlamim by itself. So the Gemara goes on that I could say that you know what? That's only because you said as the oila you said harei alai, and the shlamim you said harei zu. So therefore, it's kilu you made two different nedarim. So the reason there in this case that you're bringing two, it's because that your one neder has two parts of it. There's a harei alai and a harei zu. That makes it kilu two separate nedarim, and that's why you need to bring two nesachim. But if both of them are beneder, or both of them are benedava, so that's all one neder, because it's all one neder. So therefore, I would think that again you get away with one nesachim. Kamashman, you still have to bring two nesachim. And again, the kamashman could still be that, but when a person says two karbonis in one neder, so it's also like two nedarim. And then more even with another shlav, that maybe it's only because the oila and the shlamim make it two separate things. Both of them were beneder, but you said, arei alai oila vishlamim. The fact you mentioned oila and shlamim, that means he makes it two. But when if you say two shlamims, so then it's one neder that's mamish and two of the same korbanos. So I would say that's one neder mamish. Kamash Molon, that because there's still two chalokim of the neder, there's to bring A shlamim and B shlamim. It's two different chalakim of the neder. So then there is still two mechayvim. There's, even though you made it all in one sentence, in one neder, but we see that this neder has two parts of it. So therefore, the neder is still mechayiv me in bringing two different shlamim. It's two chalakim of the neder, and therefore there are also two mechayivim to bring nesach. But that would be very, very geshmak in the shak of the tire of the Gemara. And you said, the chartz muchach from this Gemara that the mechayiv of the nesachim is not the havasa karbon, rather the same mechayiv which is mechayiv you in the karbon is also mechayiv you in nesachim, as a separate in Yuma's mechiach from the Yerushalmi. Another point here, Gemara brings a drasha that the yichatos and asham of mitzayra ni nesachim, because it says you bring shloish esreinim, and the Gemara explains that that's referring to one for the oila, one for the chatos, and one for the asham. That's the three menachis, and then the Gemara says that how do we know that also he brings wine with it, maybe only a mincha. So that we have another ribui. Tamalim Rav Yain la Netzach Rav Yisahin Tatsa la Oila Oila Zevach. So that's a reminder that he also needs to bring wine with these menachos. So it's before that you need two different ribuyim, one for the mincha and one for the yayin. Yet I saw Ara that in the Hemshech HaSugya it doesn't seem that way. The Gemara goes on and I'm in Beis for a ribuy that Oilas Yerledes needs to bring Nesachin. The Pasuk Mice is referring to the wine. And yet the Gemara doesn't look for another makar for the mincha. It seems that wine, that ribuy itself for the wine is enough for us. So this are in Sefer Shalma Yosef. Panovich, the Teretz said it says here, I was not so happy with. But the Har, the Ar is a good Ar. Do we need a unique ribuy for the wine and the mincha itself? Or one ribuy works for both? The Chayra, after you could say a chiddush to answer this question, that is, the question is where the ribuy is. When you have a ribuy for the mincha, then we don't know that it includes the yayin. But when you have a ribuy for the yayin, we know that it includes the mincha. What's the pshat? What's the difference between one or the other? It could be that the ikar of the nesachim, and nesachim includes the mincha and the yayin, but the ikar is the mincha. The mincha is something that's brought as a korban on the mizbeach. The besides the mincha, you have to bring yayin to go together with the mincha. But the ikar of the nesachim is the mincha. The meila, well, say we're going to have some makar for that in a second. And the meila, we could understand that chiluk exists. When there's a ribuy for yayin, by oilas yoledes, there's a ribuy for yayin, so for sure you need a mincha. Because you don't have a yayin at all without a mincha. The whole yayin only comes as a chiluk of the mincha. So if there's no mincha, there wouldn't be any yayin. So if the Torah tells me that there's yayin, it must be that there's a mincha. Masha'id kein, by Asha Metzera and Chatzis Metzera, or there's a ribuy for the mincha, so maybe the ribuy is only for the ikar of the nesachim, which is the mincha. How do we even know that also you need yayin? Kamash malan, that you have a new pasuk for the yayin. There's actually a little smach to this, is the din of Shmuel in Zvam, the Sadi Aleph Mebeis. Shmuel says, the person that's menadid yayin, maybe mezalfa agavi ha'ishim, to pour it on the fire of the Mizbeach. The opinion of Teis and Kiddushin and Daf Nun Hei is that you must pour it on the Mizbeach. You can't pour it in these Sfalim, like normal Nesachim. Rather, only it gets it in to be brought on the Mizbeach. It could be that the Pshat is that Yayin Betim is not a carbon. The Yayin that you pour in the Sfalim is not a carbon. A carbon is something that's brought in the fire of the Mizbeach. Yayin isn't a carbon. When you bring a carbon of a Mincha on the Mizbeach, so it comes together with Yayin. And the yayin doesn't have a kiyum carbon in it. It's coming together with the mincha. But that's because it's coming together with the mincha. But a person that brings yayin by itself, a person that has the ability to be menadev yayin, you bring yayin by itself. So there, it has to go on the mizbeach. Because that's the whole way to make it in the yayin into a carbon is by being the skaim and the ish of the mizbeach. It's not a rayim muchrachatz. At least it's mach to say that the ikar of the nesachim is the mincha, and the yayin comes together with it. Meila, when we know that we have the yayin, we also know that we have the mincha. But by knowing that we have the mincha, doesn't tell us that meila that we have the wine. Another point here, the Gemara asks, that why do we need two different psukim for the chatos and the asham? Why don't we say that zevach refers to both chatos and asham? Like we find by Nazir, the word zevach refers to both chatos and asham. So my answer is that's only by Nazir, because both of them are coming to be machshir him. The chatos allows him to drink wine, and the asham allows the Nazir tamei to start his Nazir's tyra, because both of them have the same inyan, they're both included in one word. Masha'in kein, by mitzoyra, the asham is to be machshir him, to allow to eat kachim, and the chatos is for kapara. As Rashi explains, the chatos is mechaper him for his avira, because the tzaras came for an avira, shiva dvarim nagoyim boyim, comes for one of seven aviras. And therefore, the chatos is for to be mechaper, and the asham lahachshir, so each one needs its own ribu. So before you hear in our Gemara that the chatos of the mitzoyra is to be mechaper him for his avira. So the Mefarshim asked, this connected to Gemara in Saita. The Gemara in Saita in Daf Tezvav brings the memory of Rav Shimon, that Rav Shimon says that it would be proper that a chatos chelav sheni nesachin. Why? Because shalei hechotei niskar. A normal person that brings a karban brings nesachin. When you bring a chatos, you don't need nesachin. Lo yechotei niskar. For sure this person should bring nesachin. How come when a person brings a chatos chelav, it does not need nesachin? Gemara says Rav Shimon, shalei hekarbanu mehudar. We don't want him to come with this chash of a karban that also comes with nesachin. We want it to come with a very minimal karban. So therefore, the Torah did not tell him to bring nesachin. That's the memory of Rav Shimon. So Rav Shimon concludes that chatosai shamitzoy rav yashamay tuni nesachin. Tishayin boyin al chet. That the chatos and the asham of the mitzayra, they do need nesachim. Why are they different than a regular chatos and asham that do not need nesachim? The reason is because they don't come for a chet. They come to be mitayr and machshir the mitzayra, but not for a chet. Asks the Gemara, Eini, v'amar Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeini, amar Rav Yonasan, ashiv advarim, negoyim boyim. We see that the tzaras comes for an avera. So therefore we understood that the chatos and the asham also come to be mechaper for his avera. Answers the Gemara, Hasa meinigye yude ichbarle, ki maisi karban, sharuye bekotshim hude kamaisi. Really, he got tyra from his, he got kapara from his averas because of the taras itself. So Ashi says, the embarrassment that he had and the pain that he had from the taras, that's where he got kapara for his averas. The karban is only to be machshir to eat kachim. And therefore the karban is not bo'al chet. And that's why it needs nesachin. It's not a problem of shaloi yeh karbonim mehudar. That's the sugya in Saita Daf Tezvav. So in the Sefer Minchas Kenois, there in Saita, he asks that that's nistar from Argamara. Argamara's mavur that the chatos of mitzayra is yet to be mechaper. It's not like the asham, which is to be machshir. Either the chatos is to be mechaper. But the Gemara there says not that way, that the chatos is not to be mechaper. And that's why it has nesach. Answers the Minchas Kenois that even though that the person had yisurin and embarrassment when he had tzaras, but it's left over a shemetz kal of the avera, shemetz kapra idei achatos, yesh bo hashlomas kapara. The chatos does come to be get the complete tyra kapara of the chet, that the boishas and the yisurim don't wipe away the chet entirely, and therefore the person still needs a chatos. But so what's found in the Gemara there in Saita? How could it have nesachim? He says the kevin should be ikur, einu b'shilachet, l'sheich v'yasfar shloye karbanim mahudar. Main reason it's coming is for hechsher, but it has also an aspect of being mechaper for the avera, and therefore it's therefore both sugars can work out. It's not considered bo'al chet for that they have a problem of shleya karbanim mahudar, but in our Gemara, because it also has the aspect of being mechaper, therefore it is separate than the asham, and it needs another ribui. Just to bring an example to what the Minchas Kenoi says, even though the ikur kapara you got from the boishas and the yisurim, but you still need more. The Rabbi Yehuda and Shari Tshuva, Shar Aleph, Simin Mem Beis, says that one of the Ikriyat Shuvah is Tfila. He says even though the person did all the other the Harata and the Vidui and the Kabbalah and he did all the other Halakim of the Tshuva, he still needs Tfila. Why does he still need Tfila? Says Rabbeinu Yena. Ki Tochen Lios Ha'Avoy Nislach V'Nifta Min Yisurim V'Mikol Gzeira. Person could have the Vera entirely forgiven. Ein Hashem Chifetz Boy. U'Mincho Lo Yirtza Miyadoy. So Hashem still has no Ratzon in the person. To get back to the Aras Padim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he still needs Tfila. There's why he says the Minchas Kenoi said even the Iker Kapar you have with the Yisurin and the Busha, but you still need the Korban of the Chatos gives you the Gemara of the Kapara from the Avera that brought to the Tzaras. Another Ha'ara from Apidis Sugya in Saita with our Sugya, the Reb Chaim Eizer asks in Achiezer in the end of Chela Gimel, and the Gemara there goes on to say another Shlav after the Gemara said that the reason that an Asham and a Chatos of Metzera need Nisachim, because it's not for a Chet. Gemara says that Elamayata, Chatos Nazir Tunu Nisachim, Sheina Bo Al Chet. Why does a Chatos Nazir not need Nisachim? He doesn't come for a Chet, so she needs Nisachim. Answers the Gemara, Savarlok, Kriblazar Akaper, Domer Nazir Nami Chaiti, Reb Shimin. It said this whole statement, he holds like Kriblazar Akaper. Holds that Nazir is a chayte, and therefore the Chatos Nazir is yibol chet. So also by the Chatos Nazir we say shaloi tehei karbanim mehuder, and that's why it does not need nisachim. So asks Reb Chaim Eizer that what was the shot in the makshin that a Chatos Nazir should need nisachim? Hey, the klal of Mar Sugya is any carbon which is not bab neder v'nedava does not need nisachim, except there's a riboy by Chatos Nashim of Mitzayra. But except for a unique ribuy, a carbon which is not bab neder v'nedava does not need nesachim. That's why bechor and meiser and pesach do not need nesachim because they're not bab neder v'nedava. So also the chatos nazir is not bab neder v'nedava. So that's why it does not need nesachim. Rav Shimon there had a question that chatos chelav should need nesachim, even though it's not bab neder v'nedava. So Rav Shimon explains because shlo yeh chayte niskar. Taisa says there that we should make a knas, that the Torah should have made a knas on the person, even though normally with a neder v'nedava, you don't need nesachim. But because he did an avera, so dafka here we should be mechayev, make a new mechayev of nesachim. And in that says Rav Shimon that even though it's proper that the Torah should have made a new mechayev of nesachim because he did an avera, but for the reason of shloyeh korbanim mehuder, Torah decided not. So, by nazir chatos nazir memanavshach. If you hold that the nazir is a chayte, so then it's bedin that he should need nesachim, and the reason that he doesn't is because shloyeh korbanim mehuder. But the makshin didn't hold that a nazir is a chayte. He held that a nazir is not a chayte. So why? What was the hadamina that the nazir should require nesachim? It's not ba beneder v'nedava. So what was the hadamina to require nesachim? A little bit of a yishu, we could say, I'll be the sugyan zvachim daf kufyu zayin min beis. Mar there brings a machlekes from Meir and the Chachamim, whether the karbanos of a nazir are called ba b'neder v'nedava, whether they're karev in a bama. The sad in the Gemara that even a chatas the asham of a nazir called ba b'neder v'nedava. Rashi says, because I day neder bo alav, because the person made the neder, so that's why it became a chuyiv to bring the karbanos. The other sad in the Gemara there, as Rashi explains, is that the ikr neder wasn't not about the karbanos. Ikar neder is about that he'll be aser in yayin and tiglachas, and the mail is mechuyev in karbanos. But lemaisa, they came, the tchilas asiba did come by day in neder. They said there's a tzad that is called bobe neder v'nedava. So it could be that's related to the half meaning here that the makshin held that also the karbanos of the nazir were called bobe neder v'nedava. And the reason that they don't eat nesachim is because shloyeh karbanim mehuder. And that, the Gemara says, is only the fear of Balasar HaKapar that holds that the Nazir is a chayte. But without that, then Taka would need Nisachim. It's after be a Mahalach in the Sugya there. However, there's a Ha'or on what I'm saying, and this is a big Maftech in the Indian here, is that if we're correct, that the Havmin of the Gemara in Saita is based on the fact that Korbanos of Nazir could be called Bab Neder V'Nedava, so then why is the Gemara asking on Rav Shimon? It's unrelated to Rav Shimon. It's really Stama question. If you hold the karbanos of a nazir above a neder v'nedava, so then even the chatos of a nazir should need nesachim. Why is the Gemara asking Elamayata and Rav Shimon? Rav Shimon said Chatos Chelav Shini Nesachim because Shlo Yechayte Nisker. That's an entirely separate reason than Chatos Nazir that Shini Nesachim. Chatos Nazir needs Nesachim because it's Bobin Edra V'Nedava. So wasn't there's a Chakir here in the Suya which I found in the Shama Yosef Timin Kuf Chavav that in the din lemaisa that of which karbanas need nesachim, which karbanas are not need nesachim. So mitad the lashon of the psukim, it says lefali neder v'nedava. Things only like karbanas that come v'neder v'nedava. It's all totally whether you made a neder v'nedava or not. Things that came lemaisa a day neder v'nedava need nesachim. Things that do not come a day neder v'nedava do not need nesachim. That's mashmoyis of the psukim. But however, after the drushes of the gemara, the dinim that cannot lemaisa, we see that is incorrect. An oilas yeledes and an oilas metzora need nesachim, even though it's not bav neder v'nedava. The shloma mahaboy machmas regel need nesachim, even though they're not bav neder v'nedava. The oilas ria needs nesachim, even though you're mechuyev to bring it. Korbanos that a person is mechuyev to bring also need nesachim. So what's the gedder? Is it the pshat that really it's totally the neder v'nedava and these things are just ribuyim? All of them are exceptions to the rule, and there's kilu the klal is bav neder v'nedava, and there are many many exceptions, things that are not bav neder v'nedava and they still need nesachim. That's one way to learn. Another way to learn is that korbanos which come the neder v'nedava, the hainu oila and shlamim, these korbanos need nesachim always. It's a type of carbon which can come in neder v'nedava, even though now you're mechuyev to bring it. But it's oil and shlom are called carbonus haboyim b'neder v'nedava. That's the hagdor of that type of carbon. So lemaisa the gather is that oil and shlomim need nesachim always. Chatas and ashim do not need nesachim except for the one exception, which is chatas and ashim of mitzora. But except that's one exception. But oil and shlomim, it's not that the oilas mitzora and the oilas yerledes and the oilas Ri'iya and the Shami Chagiga, those are not exceptions to the rule. Rather, those are parts of the rule. That the klal is that oilas and shlomim need nesachim because they're a type of carbon which is bav neder v'nedav. A big makar to say that this is the gedder is the lashon of the Rambam. Rambam says in Perek Beis, Ma'aser Karbanos Halacha Beis. Ein tov nesachim ela oilas behema v'ashlomim bilvad, bein hayu karbon tzibur or karbon yachid. The only thing that requires nesachim is oilas behema and shlomim. Av keves yeledes ve'elos hakohen gadol hoil vehin oilos tunim nesachim. Because there the oilas yeledes in the isle of the kohen gadol, because they're an oilah v'nin nesachim. Aval ha'oif v'ashamis v'chatois ein mivin imoyim nesachim chutz michatas mitzayra v'ashamis in his parashim niskeim v'atayra. Chatz and Nashim do not need a sachin, except for Nazir. Why? That's mefurish in the Torah. Oilas Yoledes, Rambam doesn't say it's mefurish in the Torah. It's a ribuy, but the Rambam held that the ribuy made it as part of the klal that oilas and shlomim need a sachin. Rambam goes weiter in halacha gimel. Uminayin she'in mevim nesachim imachatos v'yashom. She'nemar lefali neder oin edavo. Dovar haba b'neder v'nedavo. Yotu chatos v'yashom u'buchor u'maizir u'pesach. Hove einan boi v'neder v'nedavo ein tunin nesachin. That Chatz and Oshem and Bchor Meisher and Pesach are all excluded because they're not Bob and Neder v'Nedava. And She'engin Oyl and Shlomim, which are Bob and Neder v'Nedava. So they need Nesachim. And all of them need Nesachim. Even the Oyl as Metzayra, the Oyl as Yerledes, the Oyl as Kain Gadol, all of them need Nesachim. It's Mash and the Rambam that definitely that the Klal still is Lefali Neder v'Nedava. Just we don't need it as being that Lemaisa right now it's coming v'Neder v'Nedava. It's enough because it's a type of carbon which comes v'neder v'nedava. That's definitely the mashmoyis of the Rambam. One ha'ar though is that the Rambam concludes, "Uminayin lo havi shalmei chagiga v'oilas ri'iyah l'nesachim shenemar oyvim oyadeichem." The Rambam does bring down the riboy for shalmei chagiga and oilas ri'iyah. That's interesting. Once the Rambam has already heard, told us the klal that all oils and shlomim need it. The Rambam l'chor came after all the psukim. Here it's mashmoy that he needs a new riboy for Shalmei Chagiga and Oilas Ri'iyah. If I'm saying that Rambam already included that in the klal of that all oils and shlom need nesachim because they're bav neder v'nedava. That I don't have a full yeshiva for, but definitely the ikur mashmoyis of the Rambam is mashma that the klal is that all oilos and shlamim need and chatzis and asham not, and the one exception is chatzis and asham of mitzayra. That's very gishmak. That the Rambam didn't learn that all these things are exceptions. That oilos your lettuce is an exception. Rather, it's part of the rule. Very gishmak in the Rambam's malach. This says in Sefer Shalma Yosef. So lefize, actually, we could go back to the sugya in Saita. Rav Shimon there had a question. Why does Chatas Chelev not need Nesachim? Why should it need Nesachim? Shlo yei choytei niskar. So we could say a Shikol Torah, not such a bad one. That if the din of Nesachim wasn't Bechlal said by Chatas, so was Rav Shimon's question, we should make up an entirely new din? Also an oif that comes as a Chatas, we should say that it needs Nesachim because Shlo yei choytei niskar? Torah never said a din of Nesachim by oif. So, Shlo yei choytei niskar should all of a sudden make a new din nesachim? If, for sure not. Why should the Shlo yei choytei niskar isn't mechadesh new dinim? Shlo yei choytei niskar just says that this should not be an exception to the rule. It should also be included in the rule. So, if there's a klal that the din of nesachim was not said by chatos bechlal, so why does Rav Shimon want that there should be nesachim by chatos Shlo yei choytei niskar? L'chayra, Rav Shimon held that Chatos B'Yisoid was not nismayit from Nesachim. Just that there was no ribui. It's not that a Chatos, that an Oila has Nesachim, and Chatos does not have Nesachim. No. Torah said that gave a list of Korbanos. All of these Korbanos do have Nesachim, and all of those Korbanos don't have Nesachim. There's no unique difference between Oila and Chatos. So says Rav Shimon, why is Chatos Chelev on the side of the list that says the no nesachim? It makes sense to put it on the other side, on the side that has nesachim. Shlo yei choytei niskar. Rav Shimon held there was no etzem klal in types of karbanos. So meila, the svar shlo yei choytei niskar should say that chatas chelav shenin nesachim. And that he says the reason not is because shlo yei karbanim mahudr. So then the Gemara asks that chatas nazir, why does that not have nesachim? Haraitz bab in Eder v'nedava, like we said, or at least it's shaychas in Eder v'nedava. So it could be included in the pasuk. And the fact that it's a chatos isn't a reason mitzat atzmai not to have nesachim, according to Rav Shimon. So why does chatos nazir not have nesachim? And that, the Gemara answer is no, Rav Shimon takhold shlo yechotei niskar. This whole sugya was a sugya of Rav Shimon. That was the chiddush of Rav Shimon that said that b'yisoid even a chatos should have nesachim. Mashein kein. We hold not that way. We do not hold this whole question of Rav Shimon that Chatos should have Nesachim. Because Chatos B'Yisrael is a carbon, which is not Bab and Edrev and Edava. So there's no reason it should have Nesachim. That's why the reason that Chatos Nazir does not have Nesachim is not because Shalei Karbon and Mahudr. That's only if you're Belazar HaKapar that Nazir Chaytehu. If you don't hold Belazar HaKapar, the reason we hold that Chatos Nazir does not have Nesachim, because the Shem Chatos is a carbon which does not need Nesachim Bechlal. That's a mahalach here. Definitely the Chakir is important Chakir in the Ikar Adin of what's the call of Nesachim or not. But just one last aura on this Indian of Chatos Nazir, which is being a aura that the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos Vayos says that the reason that a Chatos Nazir does not need Nesachim is because Nazir Choytehu. Rambam holds that the Sugya in Saita is the real reason. The Rambam does not say because not Bab Neder v'Nedava. The reason is because is the Nazir Chaytehu, and therefore Shlo yei Karbanai Mehudr. Another point here on the Amud is Gemara says that the Rebu, that Eilu Shal Aroin, that it needs Nesachim, is only that of Moyadechem. Because it's brought on Yom Kippur. So I saw, brought down a question from Rav Landau, the Rashiv of Slobodka. He asked on the famous Goin that the Chachma Sodom brings down. The Chacham Sadam was the Mechutin of the Goyin. He brings the end of Sefer Chacham Sadam, he brings from the Goyin that the whole Karbonis of Yom Kippur, it says that they only brought in Yom Kippur. The Goyin held that only Ladoiris. But Aaron himself was allowed to bring Karbonis whenever he wanted. The Parsha Sacharim starts off, Aaron el HaKodesh, Parbin Bakar Lachatos, and the whole Seder Ayoim doesn't say anything about Yom Kippur. And at the end of the Parsha, it says that when there's another Kohen Gadol, then you do this on Yom Kippur. But But Aaron himself, whenever he wanted, he could come to the Makar of the Karbonis. The Meshech Chacham explains there in the Ba'ikra Perek Tazayin Pasuk Gimel that what was unique about Aaron was that the whole 40 years that Klal Yisrael was in the Midbar, there's always an Anan Shira on the Mishkan. You have to come in the Anan, the Shechina being on the Mishkan, that's the only time that it's right for the Kohen Gadol to make this Kapara. So the day is that's only on Yom Kippur. But the 40 years of Klal Yisrael was in the Midbar, that was every day. The Shechina was on top of the Mishkan all the time. Therefore, Aaron was able to go and do this Kapara. It could actually add to the Meshech Chochma. We know that the Anani HaKavod were B'schus Aaron. So those Aaron brought down the Anani of the Shechina always. So he had the ability to go and whenever he wanted to do this Kapara. Now, Shein Kein L'Doiris, it's only on Yom Kippur Klal Yisrael got to that level that the Shechina was there and they could do this Kapara. I'll go upon it. Lefi this chiddush of the Goyin, that Aaron could do this kapara whenever he wanted. So how do we learn out that Elo shel Aaron mi b'moyadechem nafka? It's not b'moyadechem. I mean, the carbon of Aaron is whenever he wanted. L'dayrus, you only do it on Yom Kippur. But b'yisoid, the carbon is unrelated to Yom Kippur. It's carbon that Aaron brings whenever he wants. That's the question of Dov Landau. This question is totally whether carbon is socham b'midbar or loy carbon is socham b'midbar. So anyway, in the midbar there were no nesachim, so they were not bringing nesachim. But the man number that carbon nesachim by midbar, that even in the midbar Klal Yisrael did bring nesachim. So then, whenever Aaron wanted to bring this carbonus of parashat Acharimos, he could do it, and the carbon is not a carbon of v'moyadecha. That's the question. Another point here on this Amud is the din of Pilgos. Maris brings a reboy that oy lo ayil, to remember the Pilgos l'niske ayil. Pilgos is between a keves and ayil, the 13th month of the sheep. It's called the Pilgos, and it needs niske ayil. So Maris says that honichal Rabbi Yechanan, damer beriyo. Yechanan holds that it's a beriyo. So therefore we have the reboy to say that you bring niske ayil. But the Fibar Pado that holds that it's a Savvik, so it's a color buye Sveika, Marzinachlam and the Fibar Pado, it's Shver. So the Karen Eira asks a very basic question, that if a Pilgas is a Beria, then how do we know that you can bring it as a carbon Bechlal? Right, to bring a carbon, it has to be a Keves or an Ayil. How do we know that before what the Sachem you bring for this Pilgas? But how do we know that it has a Hechsher to be brought? So says the Karen Eretz Tully. Lefi Rabbi Yechanan, if the Torah is marbet for niske ayil, so even though the maisa it's a beria, but I see the Torah is machsher to be brought, because the Torah says when you bring it, you bring niske ayil. But karacha, you can bring it. That's clear. But lefi Barpada is a suffik, as before in the Gemara in Chulin Daf Chav Gimel, that Barpada has three tzedim. What a pilgus is either a keves, or an ayil, or a beria. And there's no reboy to bring niske ayil, but he also has a tzad that it's a beria. So ask the Karen Ayur, Lafi Barpada, mehechi tesi that you could bring a pilgos bechlal as a karba. You don't have a reboy in the Torah for nesachim, so you don't know for sure that the Torah allows me to bring it. So who says that I actually could bring it? That's the question of the Karen Ayur. The Chassam Sofer in Chul and Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis answers that there are two parshias. It's true in the din of Nesachim in Parshas Shlach, there's a chiluk between Keves and Ayil. There the Torah gives two things, Keves and Ayil. But in the Parsha of Ayikra, of the Ikra Parsha of bringing Karbonos, Torah says v'imena bakar karbono v'imena tzoyin karbono. Torah doesn't say that there's a chiluk between Keves and Ayil. Anything which is a tzoyin can be brought, and anything which is a bakar can be brought. So a pilgus is for sure a tzoyin. It's for sure the min of tzoyin. So you don't know if it's called a keves or an ayil. But because it's for sure a tzayin, therefore you're allowed to bring it. It's hukshar lakrov. But for nesachim, we don't know, because the nesachim were said as a keves and an ayil, and we don't know what a pilgus is, or a pilgus is a beria, so therefore we don't know if you're given niske keves, or to give a niske ayil, or that does not require nesachim bichlal, because it's a beria. It's a very clear answer of the Chassam Sofer. We have a steer in the Rambam, though, about the din of pilgus. The Rambam paskins in Perek Tzayin of Meiser Karbanos Halacha Beis that a person says, Harei alai oila mina eilim oi mina kvasin, have to bring an ail or a keves, the heavy pilgas, suffik, to suffik whether you're yotzei yidei chayvasei or not. So l'chari means around passing like barpada. Because if you're a b'yechanan, you're for sure not yotzei your neder. Your neder is to bring a keves or an ail, and you brought a beriah. Pilgas is a burial if you're a b'yechanan. So if you're a b'yechanan, you're for sure not yotzei your neder. So the Rambam passes like Barpada. Yet, in Parak Beis of Meitzer Karbanet HaLachavav, Rambam says that you bring a pilgas, you bring Niske Ayil, which is the opinion of Rabbi Yechanan. Barpada says, I don't know which to bring. So you have a steer in the Rambam for Halachas like Barpada or the Halachas like Rabbi Yechanan. Mari Korkis and the Lecha Mishnah asks this question. So in Sefer Lev Aryeh in Chulin Daf Chav Gimel, he answers, and the Rambam passes like Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan says that it's a beria. But the Rambam learned Rabbi Yechanan differently. Rabbi Yechanan didn't mean that it's for sure a beria, and yet the Torah is marbet for niske ayil. No. Rabbi Yechanan darshan that the Torah is marbet for niske ayil. So what's pshat in the Torah is marbet for niske ayil? Rabbi Yechanan had two studies in that. It's either the Torah is telling me that it's an ayil, or even if it's a beria, it still has niske ayil. What was clear to Rabbi Yechanan was that it's not a keves, because it doesn't make any sense for it to be a keves and to get niske ayil. Why should that be? But Korach, it's not a kefes. Either it's an ayil, or Rabbi Yechanan says it also could be a beria, which has a riboy for niske ayil. So being gach, you bring niske ayil. But yet, even if you're Rabbi Yechanan, it's a suffik ayil and suffik beria. And that's how the Rambam paskins that if you say arei alei oilam in a'elam in a'kvasim, heavy pilgas, it's a suffik. Another ahara here on the din of pilgas, is that lefi barpada? What do you do when you bring a pilgas? I see the asni. You bring the sarachim and you make a tanai. So there are two halakim here. When this tanai, one is about the minchas nesachim and one is about the yayin of nesachim. So about the mincha, we learned earlier on in the perek in the peites that you can't mix up the mincha of a keves and an ayil because ain't blue lost from shavim. So what you have to do when I see the asni is you bring two different minchas. One, the mincha of a keves, and one, the mincha of an ayil. And you on each one you make a tanai that if I'm a chuyiv in the mincha of a keves, then this is my mincha that's a chuyiva for my pilgas. Another one is in a dava. And if I'm a chuyiv in the nesachim, the mincha of an ayil, then the one that's the shir of an ayil is my chuyiva. Another one is in a dava. And if I don't need any mincha, then they're all nedavas. That you do about the mincha. That's what we're in Taisus. That's what you do about the mincha. But about the yayin, though, Rashi says, what you do about the yayin is you bring the amount of yayin needed for an ayil. And even if you have to bring a keves, you day chayvase with the yayin you bring for an ayil. A keves needs 3 lugin. An ayil needs 4 lugin. So you bring 4. And you say that either if I'm a chuyiv in 4, then everything is a chayva. If I'm a chuyiv in 3, then 3 is a chayva. 3 out of the 4 is a chayva. And if I'm not a chuyiv in anything, then all 4 of them are a chayva. Fine? Very good. Asks Taisus, the Gemara says later on, in Daf Kuf Dalet, that a person cannot bring nesachim b'nedava only in the amount that's brought with korbanos. A person has to bring, when you bring niske nedava, yayin as a nedava, you have to bring either 3 lugin, which is right for a keves, or 4, which is right for ayil, or 6, which is right for a par. But you can't bring 1, 2, or 5 as in a nedava, because there's no nesachim of 1, 2, or 5. So asks Teizan Rashi that when you bring these 4 lugin, and you say that if it's an ayil, everything is for the chayva. If it's a keves, then 3 is a chayva and 1 is in a nedava. How can you bring 1 as in a nedava? 1 doesn't come as in a nedava. Says Teizvis, that it's not a problem. Bahadi achrini karif. Not that you can't bring one, is you can't bring one by itself. But if you bring 3 as a chayva and 1 as a nedava, because together they're 4, and 4 is the shear of an ayil, so that's okay. That you could do. So what's the pshat? In Rashi and Tesis, if you can't bring one, there's no such concept of bringing one. So why 1 and 3 is okay? That gets you to 4. You're still bringing 3 and 1. It doesn't matter if that is there. Still, the Chai bringing 3 and 1. So the Mikdash David in Simen Yod of Katan Beis, and also the Brisker Rav brought down in the Sefer Minchas Avram and Dafkov Dalet, Both of them say that as muchach from this, a yisoid, and that nesachin, that the shiurim that the Torah gives for nesachin, 3, 4, and 6, are not a shiur in the karban. The yisoid of the shiur of a karban of nesachin, like that's already, that's already enough to be nesachin. Just a maisa nisuch can only be done on 3, or 4, or 6. That I can't bring 1, or 2, or 5, it's not because it's lacking in the etzim karban. But that's not. There's no din to do a nisuch on 1, 2, or 5. So Leila, it's very good over here. Here, the ma'isa nisuch you're doing is on 4. That's called the ma'isa nisuch. It could be that the karban is really 2 karbanas. It's a karban of 3 and a karban of 1. 1 could be a karban of nisachin, as long as it's done together with the ma'isa nisuch of 4. That's the haramuchach from our sugya. Mikdash David brings out another rechacha from our sugya, that He has a chakira, the minchas, the mikdash David. That we hold that a person can bring a minchas nesachim without a zevach. Bin nedava, a person can say a reilai minchas nesachim. Clarifies the mikdash David. When you say that, can you bring the mincha by itself, or do you also have to bring wine with it? When you bring a karban, you bring wine together with the mincha. Also, when you just said the mincha itself, does that also require you on wine or not? The Mikdash David brings right from our sugya. Here, mitzad the mincha, as we mentioned, when you bring this pilgas, you have to bring 2 minchas. One is the mincha of a keves, and one is the mincha of an ayah. And you make it tonight. That whichever one I'm a chuyiv, that's the chayva, and the other one is in a dava. So it says in Mikdash David, very simple cheshbin. If every time that you say ha rei alai minchas nesachim, you also need to bring wine. So when you're bringing these 2 minchas nesachim, you're also bringing 2 wines, 1 for the keves and 1 for the ayil, because one of them is coming. Either one of them is potentially in a dava. So you said that if this one is a chayv, the other one is in a dava. If the other one is in a dava, so it requires you to bring wine with it. So in Cain, you're for sure going to bring with you 7 lugin of wine, because you're bringing a mincha of an isaran, which might be in a dava, and that requires 3 lugin of wine. You also bring a mincha of 2 esrainis, which also might be in a dava, which requires 4 lugin of wine. So you're mechuyev now to bring 7 lugin of wine. So why do Rashi and Tosfos get into all of this nice cheshbonos that the 4 includes the 3? Anyway, you have to bring 4 plus 3, because the suffix of the minchas yisaren being in a dava and the suffix of the minchas shnei yisaren is being in a dava. Elamai says in Mikdash David, it's muchach mar sugya, that when a person brings minchas nesachem in a dava, he does not need to bring wine. It comes entirely on its own. That's Muchach Marsukya, Chura Raya Nitzachas. However, he asks from the Lashon of Rashi and Dafkov Dalek on the base. It's there where it says, the Misnadi Ot Minchas Nesachim, says Rashi, Soiles Shemen V'yayin Bali Korban. Rashi says you bring the Soiles Shemen and the Yayin. It's Mashman Rashi that you may have to bring all 3 of them. That's Nisar from Rashi and Arsugya. It says that you bring the 4 and includes the 3. If you're Rashi there, you anyway need to bring 4 and 3, each one of them independently. However, the Svasevus over there says that when Rashi says Yayin, Rashi doesn't mean that you have to bring Yayin. Just Mistama, you bring, most people when they bring the Mincha, they also bring wine with it. And therefore, it's including the person's Neder, that he needs to bring that also. It's not a din that you have to bring it. If you say Harei Alai Mincha Bilo Yayin, you don't need to bring wine. Because normally people bring wine with the mincha, so the neder of the mincha also includes in it a neder to bring the wine. But it's not taka mischayv mitzad the karban itself. And the feed varav, it's not, there's no steer between the Rashi there and the Rashi bayos. That the oilam a person is not mechuyev, like mitzvuchach and Rashi bayos. And Rashi there just means it's some included in your neder. One last point here about this tanai of Barpada. As we said, there's a suffix here, whether the yayin is b'chayva or b'nedava. Either you have to bring the niskei 4 lugin as a chayva, or 3 is a chayva and 1 is a nedava, or there's a tzad that it's a berya and you're not mechuyev b'chlal in a sachin, and everything is a nedava. So asks Tosfos that you're going to get stuck. Because the opinion of Reb Tarfin in Zvachim Daf Tzadi Aleph is that when you bring yayin b'nedava, mevi u'mezalfoy al gabei ha'ishim, you don't pour it into the sfalim like normal nesachim of wine. Rather, you pour it into the fire of the mizbeach. So now, this wine that you have, you don't know whether it's the yayin of a karban and needs to be poured into the tzfalim, or it's the yayin of nedava, and needs to be poured on the fire. So what are you going to do? What do you do with this suffic wine? It's a very big problem. So Tez is mechiach from our Gemara, that even if you're a betarfin that says that miyedi bezalfa gaba ishim, it's only bistoma. Person just says, yayin, you bring it and you pour it in the fire. But if you're mefarish that you want to pour it in the svalim, you could do that. You could make it a tanai that you're going to bring it for the svalim. And Leila here, when you bring the wine, benedava, you should speak out that you want to pour it on the svalim, and that will answer our problems. Then we are able to pour it down and not in the fire. That's taste by us. However, Taiz and Kiddushin and Afnun Heyman base, Taiz there holds not that way. Taiz there holds that Lefir of Tarfin, it always comes on the fire. And Lefir, that Taiz is going to be shared from our Gemara. How do you have this wine as a Safik Chayva, Safik Nedava, Lachar, you don't know where to pour it. Tzarechin. Another aura though on this din of Mizalfai is that the Mikdash David in Simin Yud Aleph clears the Iker din of Mizalfa Gabba Ishim. He wants to know, is it a din haktara? That Yayin was said that here you're makter Yayin? Or no? It's still a din nisuch. Just the place where Menasachit is on top of the fire, of the Maracha. So in the Sefer Minchas Avram, on Teres Koyanim, he wants to bring a raya from our Taisus. Taisus says that the fear of Tarfin, normally your din is that it's Le'ishim, but if you're Mefarish for the Svalim, it's for Svalim. It's if we say that the din of Ishim is a din of Haktara, so then it comes out very strange. The Iker din of Yayin is for Haktara. If you want, you could change the din of your Yayin to make it for Nisuch. How do you have the ability to do that? It's much more gishmak to say that Yayin has always been Nisuch. Just din is the way you're Menasechet as Agave Ishim. If you're Mefarish, then the Nisuch is done on this follow. But it's not changing the Iker din of the Yayin. Baruch Hashem, we were able to learn on this daf, which is just a daf of many, many drushes. Hashem, we're able to learn a lot of Yesedis in the Sachem and other things. Ankan for today.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.